That is correct. Each of those items should have a PCR associated with the item.
Okay, so with that said, does that mean we get to reconsider these again with a PCR or just assign a PCR to them?
Just assign the new PCRs to the bids going back to bid 2016-081A.
Okay, 2016-081A. Madam Clerk, can you give us a piece? What is it?
PCR 4320.
PCR 4320. Item 2016-081 will become PCR 4420. And PCR on 2016-171 will become PCR 4520. Thank you for that clarification, Madam Clerk and Bill. Okay, moving on. 2016-231, State of Rhode Island, lamps, ballast, related.
Didn't take it.
Sorry?
Did you take a vote on that one? On Phil's?
Okay, on the 2016-171, we did take a vote on it. It was moved by 7, seconded by 3, and all favorable. So that was on PCR 4520 on 2016-171. We all good? Okay, thank you. So back to 2016-231, found on page 39, State of Rhode Island, lamps, ballast, et cetera. Hi, Christy, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. The department requests to withdraw this request.
Okay, this will be PCR 4620. And at the request of the sponsor to withdraw, we need a motion for unfavorable action.
I make a motion for unfavorable action.
Do we have a second?
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item 2018-296, limited scope zoning rewrite, and that is found on page 71.
Mr. Chairman, we had requested that this item be taken off the docket, please.
Thank you, Luke. This item will become PCR 4720. At the request of the sponsor to remove, I need a motion for unfavorable action.
Make a motion for unfavorable action.
We have a motion, we have a second. Councilman Hall seconds, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Next item, 2020-094 HVAC maintenance, that is found on page 85.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation.
Go ahead, James.
So we're looking under section 612 to extend the contract for North Star Refrigeration, which is the company responsible for HVAC maintenance at their arena to take care of the ice compressors. We awarded the bid last year. There were new bid we added to the list. As we extended it out, we received multiple bids. What I found is that the quality of service and the price we received from this bidder has really stabilized what was going on at the hockey rink. When I took over, there was a lot of mechanical issues that were recurrent and emergency calls and things breaking and just a lot of stuff happening kind of arbitrarily because it was a reactive maintenance plan that I inherited. And with North Star, I've been able to put in a preventive maintenance plan where things are scheduled, and on the one or two occasions something got wrong, they got there very quickly and dealt with it quickly and professionally. And I feel it's we've made a lot of progress with this bid, and I'm hoping to extend it for another year to kind of keep building on the stuff that we did.
James, what did we expend in this budget item last year?
I have a total of $44,840.
So you expended $44,840. So that was significantly less than the 82,000. Can you just explain to us why the difference?
I think that the 82,000, when that originally came on, I think that was, I had requested 2 years and at 41 a year, and for whatever reason, it came out of council as one. So you guys ended up awarding 1 year bid, Mr. Chairman. It came out one for 82. So I think that was that ultimately is like just an error in the docket, but it's 44 range. That's more in line with what we would expect to spend. I expect that number to go down a little next year because a lot of the things that they fixed were things that hadn't been, like valves that hadn't been replaced in years and things like that. And what we've identified is the maintenance schedule. If you follow what's in the manual, replace things when it's supposed to be replaced, the machine will last longer.
So, James, is the ice rinks, ice areas, are they open now?
I'm proud to report that Thayer Arena opened today. So we're starting with just our sort of large volume renters as we get our COVID plan, you know, as we implement, work the bugs out, get people in the habit of coming in and out. But yes, the ice rink opened today and we're happy to have people in there again.
So in reality, what you're asking for is when you say you want to extend this contract for a year, I'm assuming you want to extend it for a year in the amount of, in this case, what I'm looking at now is 45,000, not 82,000. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't see the cap being what it is or what came out last time. I don't see any need to extend that right now and ask for additional monies.
All right. So again, to be clear, this contract was an $82,000 contract. So in reality, you're looking to extend it for 1 year in the amount of 41,000.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Any questions from members of the public regarding 2020-094?
No hands raised at this time.
Thank you. So be looking for a motion specific to extend this contract from August 30th, 2020 to August 29th, 2021 in the amount of $41,000. I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, making a modification to this item.
How is that? The contract initially was a 2 year contract for 82,000 and we just amended it. We just approved it for an extension for 1 year, which I'm assuming, which would be just half the amount, right? And we made that motion to specifically to that amount and the time frame.
Catching up here. Okay, so the period as presented is being maintained. Is that correct?
Yes. Sorry, I gotta get used to this. Press the button thing. So the original request was August 30th, 2020 through August 29th, 2021, which is a 1 year contract versus the original, which is a 2 year for 82,000 leaving their one-year request for $41,000. And that's all in the motion.
Thank you for that clarification. I just wanted to make sure nothing was being modified. Proceed as the vote had intended. Thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, moving on. We're looking at 2021-171, testing and repair of self-contained breathing apparatus found on page 92.
Good evening, Jason Umbenhauer from the fire department. The fire department's requesting a 612 alteration to the bid for an additional 6 month term. That'll take it through 12/15 of 20, and requesting an additional $7,500 for a total award for this bid of $15,000.
And Chief, what have you spent to date in this line item?
So far, we've spent $3,635. That leaves us a little less than $4,000 left in that bid. But we do anticipate a $7,500 invoice come in the fall. That's when we do our annual flow test on all of our devices.
Okay, so you're anticipating an additional invoice or an invoice for $7,500. Is this a hard and fast number, or is this a guesstimate?
This is a hard and fast number based on the bid, the results of the bid. So the pricing for those annual flow tests on the amount of devices we have, it'll be about $7,500. That'll leave us about $3,800 or $3,900 for repairs for the remainder of the 6 months.
And that's assuming you test how many of these scuba gears?
We're required to test them all annually. It's about 180 air packs total.
Okay, about 180 air packs. So you're required by contractual requirement to test these?
That's an NFPA standard, annual flow testing.
Okay, so you have how much in your account right now?
Are we talking the budget or the bid cap?
No, I'm sorry, in that particular bid cap.
So we spent $3,635. That leaves us just shy of about $4,000 left. We're looking to increase it by $7,500, which would cover the cost of the flow test. That'll leave us that remaining $3,800 or so to do repairs for the next 6 months on the air packs. We spent $3,600 in just repairs over the last 6 months.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
2020, you're welcome, 2020-266, and that is found on page 98. Go ahead, Christy.
Department requests to withdraw.
Okay. And at the request of the sponsor, I need a motion to withdraw unfavorable action, please.
I make a motion for unfavorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, is there a PCR on that?
There is a PCR. The PCR was 4820.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 2020-274, maintenance contract for laptop and tablets, and that is found on page 106.
Good evening, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. Good evening. In March, the police department went out to bid on a maintenance contract for 9 Panasonic laptops and 28 GTAC tablets under bid number 2020-274, and we received 2 bids. The police department's recommending that this contract be awarded to the lowest overall bidder, Electronic Risk Consultants of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. If approved, financing for these for this purchase would be from budget code 30-340 for a total not to exceed $5,815.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do I have any questions from members of the public?
Still none.
Thank you. I need a motion on
2020-274. I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. 2020-285, found on page 109, Power Wash Plus. Christy, go ahead.
I'm in request to award this bid in the amount of $4,000 to Suraz Incorporated for a 1 year period, June 10, 2020 to June 9th, 2021.
Christy, what do you have left in the bid amount on this item?
Right now we've only spent $2,730 and we asked for the same cap. So we have $1,270 left in the cap.
Okay, Christy, I've read your position paper on this, and I understand that the product that was used by the current vendor has not met your satisfaction or performance requirements. Is that correct?
The low bidder.
Right, the low bidder.
It's more like a car wash type thing, not a degreaser. So we're asking to award to Suraz.
Okay. Christy, I'm going to support this in doing the quick math, and anyone can correct me if you feel I'm wrong. Christy has said that it's $3.05 a barrel. Doing the math, that's about 72.73 barrels. I come up with a $221 difference. I don't have a problem with that, given the fact that the quality of the product is better. It's going to result in less labor time to do what it's intended to do. I think it's worth $221. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Still none, sir.
Thank you. I need a motion on 2020-285.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Christy. 2020-288, design, print, and mail consumer confidence report. Item found on page 112.
Good evening, Mr. Chairperson.
Terry
DiPietro, acting chief of water division. This is our annual consumer report that's required by the EPA through the Department of Health. We do it annually. It just combines all the testing throughout the Edward Providence water, Kent County water, and Warwick water. And you mail it out to the residents, just let them know, through EPA, we have to do that every year.
Thank you, Terry. And also congratulations on your apparent promotion.
Thank you very much.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Still none raised, sir.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Item 2020-293, found on page 116, janitorial and cleaning supplies.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation. We'd like to award we put this one in March during kind of the break meetings. So I'd like to amend it to be 1 year from day of award. But it's the 1 year bid for janitorial cleaning supplies. We'd like to award it to WB Mason and Banner Systems as the lowest bidders.
James, I'm sorry, what was the last part of your comment?
We would like to award it to WB Mason and Banner Systems as the lowest bidders.
And tell us why you're looking to go with two bidders instead of one.
Because when you have a price list in the bid, oftentimes some companies have, you know, will come in cheaper on certain products and some companies will come in lower on others. We've done this with a few different bids, across parks and DPW in the last year or so.
That's all well and true. And that's why over the last almost 4 years now, we have been working to encourage more vendors to bid on our work. One of the reasons that we were having problems getting vendors to bid on our work is because of that very thing, that someone comes in and lowballs a particular item and they're out of whack with everything else. I personally don't think that's the best way to do things. I see where WB Mason has numerous items that they did not bid, and of course Banner has. So I don't know, James, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for you, other than to say that, one's got, a couple of pennies cheaper than something somebody else doesn't, what the rationale is to split this up amongst two vendors.
I believe in this case, we're following what DPW did as well on that bid. I don't have price list in front of me at this time, but I can, if you want me to withdraw, I can have that information sent to you tomorrow.
Another question I have is on item 39, Simple Green Pro 3 Plus. So Banner has a price of $69.18 a pail. What size is a pail?
Again, Mr. Chairman, I unfortunately don't have the price list with me at home today. I can, if you need answers to that, I can certainly withdraw tonight and get that information and contact you tomorrow.
Yeah, I would suggest that you do that, because I see as an example, Banner has a price of $69.18 a pail. I do not know what a pail is or what that quantity consists of. You do not know what it consists of. And Casey has a unit price of $10.26. It doesn't describe anything. So I think that we need clarification on that. And I need to hear a good sound business reason why it would be to the advantage of the city to go with two bidders. So I'm going to, unless you have an objection, I'm going to make a motion to...
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Thank you. Due to the circumstances, that seems that the director may look to come back on this particular provision in the future. Perhaps it would be in order, should the members wish to consider, to assign this a separate PCR and hold the item to the next meeting. Therefore, you wouldn't have to go out for rebid unless the intent is to go back out to rebid again.
No, Councilor, I wasn't going to ask to go out for rebid. I was simply going to ask to hold this until the director can provide me with the answers that I'm looking for.
Very good.
So this will become PCR. Any other questions from members of the committee? Okay, I'm going to ask to hold this. This has become PCR 4920. I'm going to ask to hold it. James, the next meeting coming up in July, it's only a couple of days around the corner and making things very difficult to turn around. So for the most part, I'm going to ask everyone to refrain from holding anything until the July meeting. Do you have a problem if we hold this to the August meeting? Do you have supplies in house now?
Probably because I run facilities where we have bathroom, public bathrooms, things like that. It'd probably be good to get this done sooner rather than later. So
Fair enough. I understand. You know what you have in that situation. Okay, so we will look to hold until
July 13th.
But July 13th. Need a motion to hold till July 13th.
Motion to hold till July 13th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next item, 2020-316, purchase large format multifunction printer. And that is found on page 120.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Luke Murray from the Planning Department presenting this item.
Go ahead, Luke.
Make this quick. I just, for those of you who don't know what a multifunction oversized plotter looks like, this is it. This is an effort that's a combined purchase among multiple departments. We came together and identified a need, which I think is something that's direly needed right now, where we come together and figure out efficiencies in the city and where we can tap into some resources between departments that we can share. So we had coordinated on this effort. The planning department, assessors, building and city clerk all have this need. Each department is contributing $3,392.50 to this effort from their own budgets. And it is part of a concerted effort to do more with less and improve overall efficiency and workflow. What are some of the things we need to do with this machine? Scanning of hard copy files. We're trying to get off paper and get more in the electronic environment, which we've seen with COVID when we had to actually work at home and do telecommuting. If we didn't have the electronic files, it put us at a disadvantage. It's time to really start a concerted effort to moving towards reduction of needless paper. It allows for the printing of oversized prints and drawings. We do a lot in-house in planning and other departments where we can not rely on outside vendors to do that design work. For instance, doing conceptualized drawings for parks and playgrounds, things for grants, supporting items for grants. We can do all that and have production in-house. And as well as recordings, right now we go to city clerk. We record subdivision plans. They have to send those plans out to ACS for recording and digitizing. We would do that in-house now and submit the drawings electronically to the city clerk. So this was issued for bid May 1st. Bids were received May 19th. We had 10 suppliers, vendors, and wholesales notified directly by us based on information from websites and other aggregated information. We had 7 proposals submitted. We had a great response. High of $16,826, the low of $13,570 for the machine that we had identified, which is Joseph Merritt and Company, which we are recommending for award. And just so everyone knows, this purchase does include the printer completely set up on site with an initial outlay of supplies. So 3 toner cartridge supply reloads, some paper, some initial supplies to reduce our operational burden initially with this machine, and a 5-year maintenance contract. I thought that was important. As many of you who own businesses know, printers can sometimes be unreliable. This is a large format machine. They're expensive to fix. So we did include in this bid a 5-year maintenance contract to make sure that we weren't issued any surprises over the next few years. And that's it.
So Lucas, on this item, so all of the vendors are required to provide that ink supply stuff, et cetera?
That's correct. So what the way we structured the bid was as a separate unit cost, they had to provide a 3-year, 4-year, and 5-year maintenance contract. And looking at the cost differentials, we felt it was prudent to go ahead and go forward with the extended warranty. So the difference is, let's say on a 3-year contract with Joseph Merritt, was around $1,000. The 5-year is $2,500. But keeping in mind that just one visit to replace a print head on that machine could be anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 in one shot. And that is a common item that goes after a couple of years. So depending on the amount of usage. So I think it's prudent to include that in the bid.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Howell, go ahead.
Thank you. I do want to say that this is something there. I want to identify that during this time that we've been in this lockdown, I have taken advantage of that and kind of used the Lattice method and reached out to some of the local businesses. And more importantly, I wanted to kind of reach out and touch point with some of the local businesses in my ward. There are two businesses that are identified on this that are in Ward 3, local Warwick businesses. And one of the things, as I looked at this bid, that confused me. So I'm going to ask Lucas if he wouldn't mind answering them. The one that I'm going to target on, let's say automated, it says, I see that the requirement was HP. However, they offered a Canon. However, it says 2 years on-site warranty. And then after that, it says optional third year extended. So my question is, on automated, it specifically says that they give a 2-year warranty. Does Joe Merritt also give that 2-year warranty included in the cost of that price?
So that's a great question. So when we structure a bid, the way we structured this, we identified the machine we felt best suited our needs from a scanning capability, from a printing capability. We did our homework and we felt that was the machine. But we also said or approved equal, which is state law. So anybody could have submitted an alternative. We never discouraged that, and it is identified in the bid, encouraged to submit all alternatives. Along those same lines, they can submit alternatives as far as the maintenance plan, but that's not within spec. So the particular bidder you're talking about, we asked specifically for a 3-year, a 4-year, and a 5-year. We didn't ask for a 2-year. We didn't ask people to go rogue and do their own thing. So we were very specific. Now, if somebody has a different way of going about that 3-year, they can certainly put that in the bid for consideration. But we were very specific on what we wanted and what the warranty would entail on this. So it's very dangerous for these bidders sometimes to go outside that framework. What's a better sort of guidance approach for them? Bid on what we're asking for, and then you can always submit additional documentation proposing other items, right? So we can consider it, but we at least have to have apples to apples numbers. I can't take 2 years from one and match it up with 3 years from another. So that's kind of how we handle it in-house. If that makes sense.
So understanding what you're saying, if someone's competing for a bid, if I'm competing for a bid, and I say, hey, look, I'm going to give you the 2 years right off the bat, and then then I say, okay, I'm going to offer you a 3-year extension. So the third year is really year one that the city would have to pay for. You're saying that would not be allowed within the parameter of the bid?
You could certainly, we can consider anything, right?
Uh-huh.
But you have to understand, is it fair bid practice to just throw what you want? Like, what if another bidder could have offered me the same thing? So I didn't ask for a 2-year. I asked for a 3 to 5. So they didn't identify a 2-year cost. So let's say Joseph Merritt said, oh yeah, I would have given you 2 years. Year 3 is when it kicks in. You didn't ask me for a 2-year. I'm giving you that. My first year cost is at $985 and then years 4 and 5. So that may be what other bidders are doing. I don't know. They just didn't call it out because I didn't call for a 2-year. Does that make sense?
It. I'm sorry. I should say it doesn't, because to me a bid means I'm going to put out the best option I can give. So if I'm a company and I want to compete and I want this contract and I want to get out there, I'm going to say, okay, you know, I understand the bid is calling for cost analysis, but I'm telling you year two, for the first 2 years, I will cover labor and I will cover replacement, as I believe it says here. Yeah, on-site parts and labor included. I will include that in my bid. And what I'm understanding you saying, so I'm asking you to correct me, is that you said, no, that should have never been included. That's something they could add on afterwards, which therefore wouldn't be competitive.
No, what I'm saying is they can certainly propose that, but they didn't give us the additional costing data. So if somebody just says, all right, I can give you 2 years and then year three, I'll give you this. If they don't give us the extended of what they're asking for, what I don't know is how to compare it. So let's take Joseph Merritt, the one I'm recommending. They may have said, yeah, I'm also giving you 2 years, but that's, I didn't ask them to tell me what the first 2 years look like. I asked for years 3, 4, and 5. And so that particular vendor you're referencing, which vendor was it? I'm sorry.
Automated.
Okay. All right.
And it specifically says right on the sheet right here that they, it's, you wrote it in there, that they were offering a Canon, and it said 2 year on-site warranty parts and labor, but they also gave numbers for years 3, 4, and 5. So that's where I'm kind of confused on what you're trying to explain. Right. And then so, of course, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry. We'll do one at a time.
That's okay. That's okay. So there's a couple of things here. Joseph Merritt, which I have no allegiance to whatsoever. Oh, I have to look at the overall bid number. So some of these individual bid numbers you see on the maintenance plan,
yep,
it may have been high on the machine, but they come in lower on the maintenance. But I have to base my bid, if I'm going to accept the 5 year, on the overall bid. And the overall bid as low was Joseph Merritt. If I cherry pick this, because I did compartmentalize it through unit price bidding, if I just wanted the printer itself, so let's just take that. So the machine itself, you can go across. It actually ended up Joseph Merritt was also low on the machine. So to that point, I can, if I cherry pick this on a few of the items, like GovConnection actually ended up fairly low on a lot of their maintenance costs, but the overall machine was higher. And same thing with automated. So automated, when they addressed that first 2 years, okay, so I never asked for 2 years, just to backtrack a little bit. You have optional 3, 4, and 5, they had to bid on. Okay. Yep. Asked of everybody. Automated came in and said, oh yeah, by the way, my first 2 years is free. Okay. But I can't base it on that because I want a 5 year maintenance plan. So right. I'm looking at the year 5 only. I don't care if they give me the first 2 years free or not. They could give me the first 2 years free and jack up the 3, 4, and 5 to twice as much. Like, that's not a deal for me. So I have to look at what's in front of me as far as the deal that I'm going to accept. The deal was 5 years. What's that overall cost? And based on that, that's where Joseph Merritt came in. If they wanted to go lower, they could have said, if it was a better deal, they probably would have said, okay, year two is exempted out, so my overall cost over 5 years is lower. I would expect that, but they didn't. They just basically said, we're giving you the first 2 years free. Okay, but how does that help me in year five? Your overall cost is still higher. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And that was my next thing. That leads right into my next question. So I'm looking at this, and the way I'm reading it is that the optional 3 year extension. So, and this is where it's confusing on this graph.
Sure.
It says, if you look at automated, they have their price and that includes 2 year warranty. And then it says optional 3 year extended. So when I think of extended, I mean, starting from year three. So that would be 3, 4, 5. So technically I took this as a 7 year warranty compared to the Joe Merritt. And then that made me think, well, is that per year? Is that 995, that maintenance fee, I'm sorry, that 3 year, is that per year or is it compounded? Because I'm looking at a big, like, you know, big difference in all the numbers. So there was a lot on this graph that I was confused on looking at this.
It is a little confusing if you just look at this matrix. The thing to understand is there's a whole bid document that goes along with this, right? And that was very clear. Bid on the machine only with the basic standard manufacturer warranty. Give me that cost. Don't give me 2 years. Don't give me this extended I didn't ask for. If you deliver the machine drop ship to my location and leave it in my doorway, what is that cost? And that's that first line. That's the way it read. Then the extended warranties, you'll notice there's a number next to the 3 year, 4 year. It starts with a UB8U4E. That is a standard HP add-on. You can get it from HP, you can get it through a third-party vendor. Just to clarify, every one of these vendors who carry HP, they're a pass-through. They're going to contact the wholesaler, say they sold me something, they'll take a little bit of cut and they'll pass it through, deliver the machine, set it up, and the warranty itself is really with HP. So it was very clear in the bid of what was expected. Now, we always get curveballs thrown, and Pat Peschke could tell you that a lot of these bids come in, people will just throw things in. I had a playground bid where somebody just came in with a whole different play structure. But it's like saying, hey, I want pressure treated lumber, but they give me kiln dried spruce. It's not the same. That's not what I asked for. Right. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, keep it simple. Right. Give me what I asked for. And if you want to make recommendations after that, this is honestly is just clouding the issue. It's just too much information. The 2 years isn't helpful to me. It doesn't give me anything to base my evaluation on. I'm looking for, to be honest, I want that 5 year because I know these machines break. I own my own business where I had these machines and they just do. It's just a part of life. Copy machines break. So I hope that answers your question.
It does, but it kind of grays up the whole, for me, I'm not criticizing what you're doing. You have a plan in play and I respect that. But for me, it kind of clouds up. Well, then where's the comp? I understand what you're asking. Just tell us what you got. And that's that. And it kind of closes the competition in my eyes. So if I want to throw those little extra perks on top of the quality of my machine that I'm selling, it just kind of limits that. And then I have to wait for you to decide on to choose mine. And to me, there could be more, like, you know, it's cause, so I'll use the example of buying a car. I'm not going to buy the car and then wait for the dealer to tell me, and I could be getting this wrong, but I don't want to wait for the dealer to tell me all the accessories that come with the car. Whether it be air conditioned seats, heated seats, heating steering wheel. I mean, I want to know all those things that add to it. So I understand what you're saying. You're actually opening my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't even realize that would go. But I'll close it. Well, not close it up. My next question is, I see that you're saying HP over here. Are you open to, because I'm seeing that two companies here offered Canon. Are you closed to HP? Is that the only name brand you were looking for?
No, but we do a lot of bids. Listen, I'd be lying to say if you have a Ford pickup truck that you know has every option you want, it's easier to base a spec off of what you start that with that as a standard. So there's different ways to structure bids. You can performance spec it. I could have spec every nut bolt detail on that plotter and what the output was, everything else. And I could have said to the masses, hey, bid on this. I could have specified a product or equal, or I can name three, right? I find it very beneficial to give everyone a standard. Most people, vendors especially, don't care all that much. Does it kick some vendors out? Yeah, it's like specifying a Ford and you're a Chevy dealership, right?
Yeah.
It means you can put a Silverado up there to a consideration if you think it's a better product, and we don't discourage that. But in this particular situation, the difference between an HP, like we knew we wanted for me to pay more money for that machine, which that wasn't the lowest cost machine. Mm-hmm. They're basically proposing something they feel is better, right? Everyone feels their product is better. We did our own research. We identified what we need as a department, and it came in as the best price. Now, if Canon came in as the best price, I'd look at it even maybe harder or try to justify it. I did look at the Canon, but there's not enough to me to go spend city dollars on bells and whistles that I might not need. I don't think they're very comparable machines. So in my opinion, in the administrator's role, that is the machine that'll work at the best cost. And that's not always the situation. There's times where we all do. We bend to what, we do consider a lot of that. You know, we're not looking to spend tax dollars frivolously. And
sure.
We want to get a good product at a good price.
Oh, understood. And please understand, these are two Warwick businesses that I'm just trying to find. Because again, we opened up. I know that my colleague, Councilman McAllister, back when the mayor was the council president and Chairman Lattiser, who was chairman of the finance back then, one of the things we did is we tried to open up the spectrum to a lot of Warwick businesses. And I'm going to do my part to help a Warwick business. And I understand, I'm asking the questions because this is stuff I need to know, and I think all my colleagues need to know, and people need to know, and you explained it wonderfully, and I thank you, Lucas, as we look to open up bids to more Warwick businesses. So now I think you just kind of set a simple tone, like you just said it, like that what you're looking for. I don't remember if you answered, and if you did, I do apologize. These bids right here, it says on line item 2 on the graph you made, is that per year, that cost per year, or is that like for each 3 years, or is that the cost for all 3 years for line 2, item 2?
Item 2. So you're saying the 3-year extended contract?
Yeah.
So it is a 3-year contract after the date of manufacturer's warranty. So that's what it means by extended.
Understood.
So right.
But you have two, you like, you know, you, all right, I'll give you one. You have 1,749 on one, and 995 on another. Is that per year or is that for all 3 years? That's the one cost for all 3 years. Like, how did you break these down?
So you're saying the cumulative? I'm not picking up what you're throwing down, Councilman. I'm sorry.
Okay, so no, that's fine. It says item two, optional 3 year extended maintenance. And then you have prices in each box.
Yep. That's what they did.
Okay, right. Is that yearly price or is that what they have to? Okay, that's the whole three years.
Yes, correct. So it's not like you're adding on. All right, I get what you're saying. Yeah. No. That is the cost for the full 3 years of the maintenance. So after the manufacturer warranty expires, I expect that vendor will be on call for 3 years. Same thing with the 5 year. So that's total all-in cost of 5 year maintenance from the date of expiration from the manufacturer's warranty.
So for that third year, that one three year, the optional third year, that is their cost for that 1 year. And then if we go to the fourth year, I'm looking at just Joe Merritt. That is their cost for the fourth year. And then the fifth year, that is their cost for the fifth year.
No, they're all separate plans. So I can choose one of these plans. I don't choose all of them. It's not compounding. That's where this is. It's a unit price thing. I'm saying, give me a price if I go with the 3 year. Because to be honest with you, I wasn't sure where it'd fall, right? Mm-hmm. This is a bid. That's the point of bids. You try to get the best price. Then if it falls within a certain range that you know you might be able to afford. And I thought originally I was projecting a total cost all in was around $15,000. With the 5 year contract and everything, we're below $14,000. So I said, well, it's prudent to go ahead with the 5 year on this one. Those are all in unit prices on each item. So if I accept that 5 year, I get a 5 year. I don't get 5 year in addition to a 4 year.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It does.
Councilman Howe.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
May I ask a question here? It might help a bit.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, if I think what the councilman is looking for is you had said in the beginning that you were looking for essentially a 5 year contract, correct?
Warranty. In an ideal world, when I went into the bid process, I wanted a 5, but I wanted to be open to a lesser contract if I couldn't make the numbers work.
So here's how I think these numbers are tallying. We'll start with automated. So automated's basic bid price is $11,913. They say that it includes a 2 year on-site warranty, parts and labor. Now, are we to assume that the optional 3 year extended warranty is going to be $2,685 for automated and $995 for Merit? Is that accurate?
That is accurate. So that's where he can tell, that's why I'm getting at the 2 years really doesn't matter, because when they go to accept the 3 year, Joseph Merritt's $1,500 or $1,600 cheaper.
But right? So, hold on now. I'm not sure about that in looking at these numbers.
Okay.
So with automated's bid, and keep in mind, the other vendors, they could have also included the caveat of an upfront additional year. So automated's bid says, listen, guys, if you give us this contract, we're going to charge you $11,913, and that includes a 2 year on-site warranty, parts and labor. Then they bid the options that the city requested, which is an optional 3 year extended maintenance. And I think Councilman Howe's point is this: automated already included a 2 year extended on site. Then they are adding in an additional 3 year extended warranty for $2,685. For 3 years.
That's my understanding, Mr. Chairman, but I don't want to speak, but I believe that's what it is. Yes.
Okay.
And that's how I read it.
Well, that's how I see it as well. So for me, what I'm looking at here is we will be getting a 5 year warranty for approximately $14,500. And with Joseph Merritt, we're going to get a four-year warranty for approximately $12,000. And then if we add in the additional year to get them up to automated, that would be another $1,000. It brings you up to $13,000 change. Is that correct? Councilman Howe, is that kind of like where you're going with the math?
My understanding of that, and that's how I took it. I took that 3 years. Yes, Mr. Chairman. I took that first 2 years, then you start the third year, or that's a 3 year after the 2 years. And then, so therefore a 4 year would technically be a 6 year.
And
seven.
I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, but that's not how the bid read.
Okay.
The bid was very specific that the manufacturer warranty runs out. The 3 year was an HP given 3 year and 4 year and 5 year. That's what they're supposed to bid on. This is the danger in proposing stuff and not clarifying. Like, I don't know, to be honest with you, if that was their intent, but if it was, they didn't read the bid clear enough and they didn't propose it clear enough. So quite frankly, how do I say this nicely? To go out of my way to accommodate somebody who doesn't clarify and doesn't follow the rules of what I put down, well, I'm always willing to listen to something that would benefit the city. Going out of my way to accommodate this company by throwing out all my bids, which I had my spread on my bids, you saw them on the machine, were within less than $1,000 spread on the machine. So to throw everything out, the baby with the bathwater, to go back out the bid and waste, you know, a lot of my time at a good hourly wage to put a bid back out, I personally don't think it would be prudent. But I definitely hear what you're putting out. And I will accept that, in that if there is a way that I can tailor bids in the future to be more receptive to both, one, Warwick businesses, and two, to identify additional flexibilities that I can build into the bid, I 100% agree that we can do that. And I will accept that input, if that's fair.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so in doing the math here, automated, I'm just rounding out numbers, at 11,900, add in the additional 3 year extended, 2685, that brings them up to 14,585. If we apply the same amount of years in the extended warranty with Joseph Merritt, their initial bid was 11,075, $995 for an extended 3 year, which brings them to four. Add in another 995 for, I'm sorry, add in, yes, it's actually a little less than that. I added in 995. So even if we add in and bring them up to the same warranty span as automated, the math that I have still puts Joseph Merritt as being cheaper.
That's correct.
Councilman, do you agree with that?
I would agree with that, Chairman.
Good dialogue. I mean, I appreciate the input.
No, and Lucas, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, go ahead.
So not only I think is the dialogue very good, you know, this is what we need to have. We need to have these engaged conversations, and sometimes at first blush, things may not be exactly as they appear. And when you dig into things a little bit deeper, one of the things you've heard me say hundreds of times is numbers don't lie. You know, the numbers always tell the truth. But also, Councilman Howe, I want to take a minute to compliment you on your focus and your aptitude to picking up that phone and calling those vendors yourself. I have found that to be extremely beneficial to me over the years. We were requiring that for a very long period of time, and that has somewhat changed in the respect that the department heads are not necessarily calling these vendors to see why they're not bidding. And I want to commend you for taking the time and the due diligence to do that, because as you do it more and more, you're going to hear a lot of reasons why we had fewer vendors, years ago bidding, and we have a lot more today. So my compliments on taking that initiative to do that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd also like to say that I'm noticing every time, and we've mentioned this in numerous meetings, I know Councilman McAllister has also, there are a lot of more Warwick businesses coming out. And I think Lucas made a great point tonight where he basically said what I never heard before in the 4 years I've been serving on the finance, which is when I give these specs, follow the spec, you know, I'm thinking it's a competitive world and throw all the extras out there, put everything out there. And he clearly explained, you know, I'm looking for, you know, the facts and only the facts, if you will. So you definitely taught me something, Lucas, and I thank you so much. And I thank my colleagues and especially on the committee for giving me the time to speak to Lucas, but also giving Lucas the time to educate me and the other people. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I agree with both of you, Councilman Howe, in your efforts to take a look at or a closer look at those Warwick vendors. And Lucas, I agree with you too. I mean, if I ask for a hamburger and you want to give me a filet mignon, fine. That's not what I asked for. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do I have any questions from members of the public?
We have one question.
Sir.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Roger Viveros. I am with Automated Business Solutions. And as a resident of Warwick, I thought I had to do my part to listen in and see how this bid process was going. It is a little confusing. I just wanted to point out a couple different things. So Automated is a Canon dealer. We are also an HP dealer. I actually reached out to Lucas Murray when the bid first came out, because part of my job is understanding the environment in which the equipment is going into to assess which might be the best device. And I had asked him initially if HP if there was a reason why they wanted to go with HP specifically. So I proposed a Canon, and I am asking the committee and the council to consider not just the upfront cost of equipment, because there is an upfront cost of equipment, but in the print world, the most expensive part of this is the consumables. And the reason, one of the reasons why I chose the Canon machine over the HP machine is the Canons are the only manufacturer with what we call a sub-ink tank system. And what that basically means is in a traditional ink cartridge, you put the cartridge in there, and even though the cartridge says it's empty, there's always a little bit left. With this Canon device, that's not the case. All the ink gets drained into the sub tank, which allows for 100% efficiency. All that really means is that over the course of the 3, 4, 5 years, this machine will consume far less ink, which will contribute to overall costs being lower than the HP ink system. Also, in speaking with Lucas initially, I understood that one of the primary reasons for getting this was to do a lot of scanning. Scanning was the big reason, if you will, for or one of the main functionalities this machine would be used for. And the Canon scanner is almost two times faster than the HP. So I just wanted to bring that to light. You know, part of my job, the hardest part of my job actually, is understanding the environment in which a machine is going into to propose the most efficient, cost-effective device for use.
Lucas, that's some valid issues with the cost of ink, or the consumption of ink, and also from the time constraints, considering we're gonna have 4 or 5 different departments printing off of this thing. And one example I'll just throw out there is my own and my own company. So with all of these issues going on and cash flow being very tight, et cetera, last year I bought two printers, and they were very reasonable printers. I think I paid like $130 for them or something like that, strictly little office printers. And ironically, it had nothing to do with this bid because I did it a few weeks ago. Ironically, I had my bookkeeper give me a tally of how much ink that I spent in those good deal printers. And I could have probably bought 8 more printers for the amount of money that I spent on the ink. So I hear what that gentleman was just saying from Automated. And I would like to hear what your feelings are in the difference between over this 4 or 5 year period, the difference that you would anticipate in the cost of the usage of the ink from the Canon printer to the HP.
No, it's so all fair points. And I did talk to the gentleman about this process early on. And I did express that scanning was one of the main things that we're looking for in the machine. And knowing that going in, we were trying to find the most cost-effective, you know, as we always do, we're trying to find a, there's always the Cadillac of things, right? We'd love to go for the Cadillac, but we tried to find something that would work, that was cost-effective, and something we thought that, you know, honestly, we could get moved forward and actually finally get the equipment here, a real need. So to that end, yes, HP is more on the ink. The consideration on that is, we're not doing a lot of printing. So I included 3 full toner switches with the machine as part of the base bid. I would be hard pressed to think that we would maybe go through a toner switch a year based on the printing we do. We don't do a ton. Now I could be proved wrong on that. If building starts doing more printing than I thought for, let's say, outside parties, they've talked about if, let's say, builders come in and they need an immediate print, we could charge them for that. So that being the case, all right, if we charge them, then we charge them the fee. Anyway, it's covering the cost of our ink. But in the initial consideration was we weren't using that much ink. As far as scanning speed, he is correct. If it's a, you know, it's a faster machine, we usually don't have high capacity scanning, like let's say an ACS, who's a professional scanning agency. So they're putting in stacks and rolling out high speed drawings. A lot of what we're doing is a subdivision plan, maybe a packet of 10 sheets, and it's rolling through. And a lot of that differences, if you actually see it in real life, is fairly nominal. That said, I'm not going to say the Canon machine is bad. It's really always just a question of, is it worth the extra $2,000? And quite honestly, I'll let the council's job, you know, my job is to present it and what the information is. If you know, you feel that it's worth that extra money on the city taxpayer dollar, I'm not going to lie. Over the course life of the machine, let's say we have it 10 years, I would have to calc it out. And my guess is we're talking about, you know, minor differences in the cost. Whether it'd make that $2,000 threshold, probably doubtful, but he's not wrong. Like, it's a more efficient machine on the ink and a little bit more efficient on the scanning. Everything else is relatively the same overall. But in coming at this, I tried to get in with a fairly low cost of a machine that I felt worked for the department. And I don't think long-term cost is going to be unbearable. But that's all I can lend. We're just trying to get the equipment because it's a real need.
No, I understand. And I think I'm calculating, not to split hairs, but about a $1,500 difference over a five-year period. But I have to go with the people who know this stuff. I don't know about computers. I don't know about printers. I do not go out and buy the power tools that my carpenters need. They tell me what they need and I determine what the budget is. The time that I did go out and buy 2 printers because they sounded like a good deal. I should say they sounded like a deal. They ended up being a deal. They ended up being a bad deal because I got overwhelmed with the ink. So I tend to avoid making those decisions. So I have to go by the folks like yourself that know the ins and outs of these things. And I'm just going to bring it back one more time. I know we're spending a lot of time on this issue, but I think it's important. It warrants it. Do you feel over, is it your opinion that over the 5 years, because we're talking about a 5-year contract here with the warranties, et cetera, that there would be any cost savings in the ink versus on the Canon versus the HP? Enough to justify the $1,500 difference over 5 years.
So without the numbers in front of me, I will tell you this. I've had exactly the same experience that you've had, right? You buy the printer and you get killed by the ink. What I can say you anecdotally is that yes, whether it will cover the full cost, I don't know. But it would, you know, if we end up kicking up in printing, it's a risk we take, right? If it's more than I anticipated. So here's what I will say. It certainly hedges our bets, right? If we get more printing than we thought, then we spent less on ink overall. It's a quality machine of what the Canon's a quality machine just as well. We're happy with either. So ultimately, I'll leave that to the council, but I will say that we do need the equipment. I think the machine itself, the Canon's a little bit nicer machine. And do I think it's worth the money? You know, personally, I think it would be worth the money. If we spent a little extra. Both machines would suit our needs, long-term operational costs. It's likely we'll get close to break even, if not win a little bit on the Canon machine. How much so, I just don't know.
Mr. Chairman.
Fair enough. Yes, Councilman Howell.
If I could ask one question of Mr. Viveros, if that's acceptable.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Viveros.
Yes.
Thank you. You have these costs here, and for clarification, on this optional 3-year extension, is that for 1 year? Is that for 3 years? So you're all, because you specifically wrote, as Lucas put it down in his form, 2 years. Are you saying that your cost is for an additional 3 years? That covers 3 years after the 2 years, not just the third year, and that with the 4 and 5, so technically, the simple yes or no or a simple answer, is that a total of 7 years warranty that you're offering with your product?
No.
Okay. So that is the third year cost, fourth year cost, fifth year cost.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Mr. Viveros. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the public?
We have no other hands raised.
Councilman Howe, I'll leave the motion up to you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I want to say, and I won't take too much time, but I thank you so much. Lucas, thank you so much for doing this. Mr. Viveros, I thank you for joining us and advocating for your company. But I am going to recommend the motion for the recommendation that Mr. Murray put forward for the simple fact that the information that's put forward and what he offers as far as the cost analysis that he did, the clarification, but I was also